comes to business,
you'll find the experts here.
Voice America Business Network.
It's time to make your mark in your industry. Waste Management is proud to present Right Here, Right Now. Your host, Daniel Gutierrez, will give you the tools to improve your self-leadership through personal, professional, and business ideas and inspiration. Now, here's your host, Daniel Gutierrez.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I surely appreciate every single one of you that are listening every single week and, of course, downloading the show all over the world. I especially want to thank Waste Management for their continuous support to make sure that this show continues to empower people like you that are listening. So do yourself a favor. If you're out there looking for a job, go to www.wmcareers.com and check out the 300-plus jobs they have all over the United States, Puerto Rico, and Canada. Folks, you got to know about one thing. Trash is job security. We have that every single day. Make sure you tell them that DG Radio sent you. Now, folks, if you cannot listen to this entire program today, we have an incredible interview. Make sure you download it and you send it to your friends and you put it in your cell phone or whatever device you may, MP3 device you may have, and listen to the entirety of this show today. A little shout out to my friends out there at Taste. Over here in Long Beach, they tonight are going to have a wonderful guitarist by the name of Neil Smith. They're out there at 250 West Long Beach Ocean Boulevard. Make sure you go out and visit them and tell them I said hello. Also, next week, of course, if you don't remember, is Valentine's Day is next weekend. So I decided that we would have next week Manuel Romero, who is America's Got Talent star, to serenade us. He's an incredible heartthrob. And Dr. Alex Avila, who was the author of Love Types and five other books that talk about the notion of love. Well, folks, today, an incredible thought and idea and process of the word hope. Our country is going through a transformation. A new way of looking at things, a new way of being. And tomorrow, economists are going to announce that 540,000 jobs were lost in just the month of January. Now, folks, you know that this show is not about the negative. This show is about the positive. This is about self-improvement, self-leadership, and the fact that fear, doubt, and disbelief have to be let go of, that when you think of hope, you have to think of thought, and when you think of hope, you have to think of vision, and that all these things are part of the recipe for success and getting back on our feet. And today, folks, I have for you Dr. Lynn Joseph, a psychologist, a career life transition specialist, who was formerly the vice president of career and life transition programs at Parachute, Inc. She is incredibly developed and scientifically tested guided imagery protocol reduced job loss product. This product has been endorsed by some of the biggest names in the country. Jack Canfield, those of you who don't know him, wrote the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul. Brian Tracy, just a number of people that have just gave her wonderful accolades about her products. Dr. Lynn Joseph, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, and it's great to be with you, Daniel.
I'm so excited about having you on the air today. And you heard me say that there's a lot of jobs that are going to be lost, I think before it's even finished. But that's not what this show is about. This show is about what do we do, Doctor? What do we do to get ourselves back on our feet? And, you know, today's show is about the individual who's facing a job loss or who has lost their job. And maybe on another show we'll come back and talk about your comment in time about the survivor's guilt, the person that's left behind. So there's two different people, right?
Yes.
And really need to talk about that.
Important.
What was that?
Both issues are very important to understand.
They're very important, and yet we need to tackle right now those that are out there that are hurting. So tell us a little bit about the unemployment problem and how media is playing into this.
Well, you are so right that we live in unprecedented times. And rather than crying, oh, poor me, let's look at this as, I know it's easy for me to say, but let's look at this as an opportunity to learn new tools and new techniques that will help us to create more of what we want in our lives more quickly than ever before. And what people don't really understand is that under normal circumstances, Daniel, job loss leads to a sense of grief. It leads to a lack of a damage in our sense of self-esteem. It leads to fear and anxiety. The stages of grief as if, the same stages of grief as if you had lost a loved one in your life. And this is under normal circumstances. And today, add to that the state of the country, if you will, and the recession, and people tend to panic. They're tending, the anxiety levels are even higher than before, as you've said. But there are some things we can do. There are some new tools and techniques that I want to be able to talk with you about today. That I know you're familiar with. Some of it is what you can do tangibly on day one and day two after a layoff. Other things are more tools and techniques that you can use in your life to get back to work, to make yourself feel better, but also to implement in your everyday life, if you will. For example, how high-profile athletes such as Tiger Woods, Michael Phelps, Johnson have been using these techniques to stay calm, focused, and win at their game. It's about mental strength. It's about peak performance. It's about taking control of yourself within to become strong and achieve your goals despite any setbacks, despite any obstacles that might be happening to you in the outer world.
You know, I'm so glad you brought in this the idea of the power of thought. Let me ask you a question before I finish my thought. What is your definition of hope? I know that I've asked this of a lot of people, and yet I think, and I could be wrong, but I think that we may be missing out on some of the ingredients that takes hope into manifestation of success. And so what is your definition of hope?
Well, I think you're right. Hope has gotten a bad rap in recent years in the sense that we think hope is the last resort. We think hope is, you know, is a placing of ourselves in a position of victimhood where, you know, it's being done to us, and the last resort is hope that someone else will help us. And in fact, hope is strength. Hope is power. Hope is the positive expectation that I am powerful, that I can act on my goals and my dreams, that I maybe don't have to do it alone, that I can ask for help, but it's that sense of there is power within me, there is power within what I can create. If you believe in a higher being, there is hope that I can co-create with the help of that higher being or with my higher self. But it's not about victimhood. It's not about, okay, you do it for me. It's about I'm taking control of my life. I'm learning some tools and techniques that I can survive with, I can thrive with.
I so appreciate that. And folks, I know that out there today, if it's not you, it's somebody that you know. It's somebody close to you. And I can't help but in reading your material over the last few days, Dr. Joseph, one of the things that you made mention of, and it may have been in the Time Magazine article, was just how powerful taking someone out to lunch or sitting down and listening to them can be.
Yes.
Is that the least we can do?
It is. It's the very least. It's. I cannot overestimate enough how helpful and how alone you feel when you've been laid off. The first thing we tend to want to do in our culture, because, as I mentioned, our self-esteem is wrapped up in our jobs, and when you've been, you know, if someone's taken your job away from you, you feel that they've pulled the rug right out from under your career and your very life. And you want to hide. The tendency is to want to not share this with people because there's some sort of shame involved, even though we know logically. See, our logical mind tells us this wasn't my fault. There were 10,000 people laid off. But something within us, within our subconscious, within our emotional self, says maybe I could have done something differently. Maybe they wouldn't have laid me off if I'd worked harder, or, you know, what am I going to do now? So it's a very lonely, a lonely place to be. So having people that you love, people that you care for, reach out to you and say, you know, how are you doing today? If you need someone to talk with about your feelings, that's great. Or just, how are you doing today? Can I buy you a cup of coffee? Form a support group. Have family meetings to share your feelings with. This is critical to your maintaining the sense of attitude that you need in order to put your best foot forward in the job search. Otherwise, the people that have the better attitudes will get the offers, and you won't.
You know, and we talked about that last week with Martin Yate, and we talked about the action of what do you do once you're in a position where you got to look for a job. And I think I did the shows backwards because I should have had you on first and then discussed the cover letters and resumes. But nonetheless, we did the show. And so go back after this show, go back and listen to last week's show after she's given you the tools. Because, folks, you know, one thing that I know about life is that which, you know, persists, exists, and that if you don't deal with something, you're probably going to repeat it. Isn't that true about emotions? If we don't get it out, it seems to kind of just build up in us, and I think that we need to deal with those emotions.
Yes, and absolutely right, Daniel. If we hold them inside, if we deny that we have them, and hope they go away, they don't go away. They simmer within ourselves. As a former headhunter myself.
Why don't you hold that thought? We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with Dr. Lynn Joseph. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Did you know right here, right now, there are nationwide opportunities and environmental responsibilities that can change your world? That's right. Waste Management is searching for the best quality people that are interested in making a difference in corporate, professional, management, customer service, and frontline opportunities both here in the United States and Canada. Apply right here, right now by calling 713-512-6200 or log on to www.wm.com and at the top of the page, select careers. Use the code DGRadio for all your communications to receive priority placement.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for a professional speaker for your next event, then look no further. Daniel Gutierrez is the author of Stepping Into Greatness. Success is up to you. It's no wonder that some of the most recognized companies that are moving ahead today have brought in Daniel to pump up their production. Companies have been able to quadruple sales and motivate employees after Daniel speaks. From colleges to corporations, chambers of commerce, and more, Daniel Gutierrez is one of the most sought-after speakers across the country and internationally. For your next event, let Daniel Gutierrez speak for you. Just fill out the request form online by going to danielgutierrez.com and request Dan. The website also features everything you need to know about Dan's business consulting, training, and more. You'll see Dan in action, read testimonials from successful clients, and find what you need to take charge of your organization's thinking. Daniel Gutierrez is ready to help you. Remember, to book Daniel for your next event, go to danielgutierrez.com and click Request Dan.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now. Toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Waste Management with your host, Daniel Gutierrez. This is a program about self-leadership, and we want to hear from you today. If you have a question or comment about this week's topic, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That toll-free number again is 1-866-472-5790. And now back to Right Here, Right Now with Daniel Gutierrez.
Welcome back, folks. We are here today with Dr. Lynn Joseph, who is the author of the Job Loss Recovery Program. And if you want to follow along with this while we're doing the show, go to drlynnjoseph.com, and you might pick up some of the information that we're talking about. And if you want to call in today, we're going to open the lines up today, and you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 1-866-472-5790. This is the first time that I've ever opened up the lines, but this is a serious topic, and I know there's a lot of people out there hurting today. You're not alone. Whatever you think, you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there in your position. So please, whatever you do, do not isolate yourself at home or in your apartment and think that you're alone in this process. Dr. Joseph, welcome back.
Thanks, Daniel.
Well, I wanted you to finish your thought about where you were at before the break, and then the question I have for us to begin this process of recovery, so to speak, on the show is, what does hope and expectation play in actually landing the next job in the future?
Yes, great question. Well, when I was an executive search consultant, I had that job for a number of years, just as an example here of how you can unconsciously take these unwanted heavy emotions into your job search where they can sabotage you. I interviewed a candidate named Janet. She was a young woman in her 30s. She had a strong resume. She had been laid off her job of 5 years as a department director of a high-tech company about a month prior to our meeting. And I arranged, I set up an interview for Janet with one of my client companies, and they interviewed her, three separate times, as I remember, but didn't make her an offer, and they didn't hire anyone else at that time. So after talking with them, I was told that she had somewhat of a chip on her shoulder, which surprised me because I hadn't sensed that myself on one interview. But it turned out that the way she had been left laid off was that she had gone to work one morning and was met by armed security guards who escorted her out of the building.
Ouch.
And the treatment, I mean, this is shameful, really. And it left her stunned. It left her feeling disrespected and angry. And she had no idea how to resolve these feelings, so she ignored them, or did her best to ignore them. But unfortunately, see, this is all too common. The underlying resentment seeped ultimately into her interviews, and a good interviewer, by the time you get to that second, third interview, will be able to determine any negativity or hurt that you're holding on to, and they don't know it's from your past employer. They just think, you know, you've got a bad attitude. So these feelings need to be dealt with before. Steps one and two when you've been laid off are deal with the emotional self, deal with the self-nurturing, whatever you need to do to take care of yourself. Steps three and four, including attitude, steps three and four are when you begin with the resume and with the learning how to network and the learning how to interview well. But we tend to avoid that critical first step, which brings me to your question, hope and expectation. And how does that really play in an interview setting? An example of the power of our expectations that I love to use, because we get it so easily, in our culture for the last 30 years or so, scientific research has known about what we call the placebo effect and the power of placebo. And that is simply the refers to the positive effects, the positive results that research study participants get that is based only on their beliefs and expectations, so that when we're doing a good study, we're putting a good study together, we include that placebo group. Basically the placebo is like a sugar pill, which the participants in the study think is the real deal. If it's a drug study, for example, one group gets the real medication being tested, the placebo group gets a sugar pill, but everyone thinks they're getting the real thing. And the placebo group will actually get positive symptomatic relief. And we know that. That's why we have the placebo group. So then you're able to measure the real power of the real drug as the difference between the sugar pill result and the real pill result. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So what we end up here as a conclusion with is that belief and expectation can change the course of your life, Daniel. If you imagine big goals but you don't expect to achieve them, you might as well forget about them. I love a quote by Abraham Lincoln. He even knew. He said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're absolutely right.
That's an amazing quote, because this is the power of today's show, folks. If you walk away with anything that we talk about today, understand that your hope and expectation are directly tied to the results you're going to get, and they have to both be there, and you have to expect that things are going to get better, and you have to hope that things are going to get better, you have to see that things are going to get better, and you have to believe that things are going to get better. And when you see this, and this is the thing that I have to say to everybody out in our country today, stop it. Stop it right now. Stop what you're doing and think differently. As Dr. Lynn Joseph said earlier, we're in precedent times where it's not the same old game in the same old day doing the same old thing. That's over. That's done. Okay, move forward. Change your thinking. I believe, as a country, that we can shift what's going on in our country if we're willing to change our thinking. Now, the media is not helping us at all. So turn that off and begin to think and expect, as she was saying, in hope and in results in your life. And that translates into the bigger whole of all of us that then changes the mood and the feeling in this country. Let me say this real quickly. Let me give an example. When the Amber Alert, when we had abductions in this country not too many years ago, it seemed like all of a sudden every 30 seconds there was an abduction. It prompted this country to put into existence the Amber Alert. Then all of a sudden, the consciousness of America shifted to something else. And these Amber Alert things, although I'm sure save a lot of kids' lives, at best tell us how far we were from the airport. Why? Because the consciousness of America shifted to something else. That is a perfect example of the power of thought and hope and expectation. Change your thoughts, change your expectations, change the hope to see something positive. And folks, I'm telling you that America will change, the world will change, and we'll all be better for it. Dr. Lynn,
yes.
Joseph, tell us what the beginning process is. Let's get right into the meat of what you do.
Okay.
Let's start from the beginning, and let's go through the process through the rest of the show. What are some of the signs, first, of the emotional stress, and what should a person do if tomorrow or today they get that pink slip?
Well, I think the first thing that you want to do is ask yourself if you're in shock and denial or just what you're feeling. Be honest about what stage of grief you're in. Are you feeling anger? Are you feeling depressed? And the first day that you're out of work, I always recommend people have a family meeting.
Mm.
Get together, gather your family together, your support system around you, and say, what can we do to help one another out? First of all, let's be realistic. Do we need to cut expenses? You know, how much money do we have in savings? How long can we really last with our unemployment benefits and nothing else? And what if that runs out? So you want to plan for the worst-case scenario, but expect the best case. Oftentimes we have family members that they're ashamed to talk to us. They don't know what to do, what to say. And so you need to kind of guide them. If you're supporting someone who's been laid off, be there for them. Everyone share their feelings. And this, you know, this may be scary for some people because especially, I have to say, there's a gender difference typically men have a little bit more trouble, a little bit more of a challenge sharing their feelings, but do the best you can. You know, say if you're feeling down today, okay, I'm feeling a little nervous, you know. The kids, the children in the family oftentimes want to feel that they're being heard. They want to know what they can do to help. So tackle this as a family. And if you don't have family, tackle it as friendships. What is your support system? Ask to meet with your friends. Have a cup of coffee with your friend. And the second day, Daniel, these first couple of days, okay, it doesn't matter which is day one, day two, but be honest with what you're feeling. Gather your resources around you and take a nurturing day. Take a self-care day, or maybe even a self-care week. You know, the first step to recovery is being honest with yourself about what you're feeling. Some of the things you can do to achieve that closure and acceptance, to begin that emotional healing, to handle the fear, you know, the anxiety, is to do some deep breathing, pick up a recording that is maybe a relaxation recording that can take you through a full body relaxation and reduce your anxiety. You'll think more clearly. The studies have shown that sitting down and writing your feelings for even 20 minutes a day for 5 days has been shown to get people back to work faster, and that's the truth. Pray if you are inclined to pray, and that gives you some hope and support. But it's about emotional mastery and resilience and reframing. So, you know, use the tools you have. Learn some new tools. Hopefully some of the ones we'll be sharing with you today.
You know, I want to go back for just a moment to a comment that you made, because I know I'm sitting here thinking about if I would know this. How would I know? We're about to go to break, but I want to know, how would I know if I was in shock? Because I think that's a very viable comment that you made, and I don't even know if I was in a car accident if I would know if I was in shock. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, Dr. Lynn Joseph, would you answer that for us?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. They say it's from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found a small patch of plastic on my right shoulder.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you're looking for a professional speaker for your next event, then look no further. Daniel Gutierrez is the author of Stepping Into Greatness. Success is up to you. It's no wonder that some of the most recognized companies that are moving ahead today have brought in Daniel to pump up their production. Companies have been able to quadruple sales and motivate employees after Daniel speaks. From colleges to corporations, chambers of commerce, and more, Daniel Gutierrez is one of the most sought-after speakers across the country and internationally. For your next event, let Daniel Gutierrez speak for you. Just fill out the request form online by going to danielgutierrez.com and request Dan. The website also features everything you need to know about Dan's business consulting, training, and more. You'll see Dan in action, read testimonials from successful clients, and find what you need to take charge of your organization's thinking. Daniel Gutierrez is ready to help you. Remember, to book Daniel for your next event, go to danielgutierrez.com and click Request Dan.
Did you know right here, right now, there are nationwide opportunities and environmental responsibilities that can change your world? That's right. Waste Management is searching for the best quality people that are interested in making a difference in corporate, professional, management, customer service, and frontline opportunities both here in the United States and Canada. Apply right here, right now by calling 713-512-6200 or log on to www.wm.com and at the top of the page, select careers. Use the code DGRadio for all your communications to receive priority placement.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Thank you.
You're listening to Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Waste Management with your host, Daniel Gutierrez. This is a program about self-leadership, and we want to hear from you today. If you have a question or comment about this week's topic, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That toll-free number again is 1-866-472-5790. And now back to Right Here, Right Now with Daniel Gutierrez.
Welcome back, folks. We've been having an incredible conversation about job loss recovery, what it means, and where we should go when we find ourselves in a position where we've lost our job. But I promised you some tools today, and I'm going to give you three tools, and whether we have time to go into them all or not, I just want you to make sure that you know that these tools out there exist to help you. And the first one is Dr. Lynn Joseph's actual job loss recovery program, which is on a two-CD format. It's absolutely incredible. I listened through it. And it really has some of that stuff that Dr. Lynn was talking about a few minutes ago in terms of helping you slow down. And you can find that on her website at drlynnjoseph.com. Now, remember, this has been endorsed by some of the biggest names in the country, you know, Brian Tracy and Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield. And these are all very powerful speakers, motivators, and writers in our country. Also, if you can't do that, go to lifehut.com. There's a website that I was turned on to that actually has an area on their website called Finding Joy During Financially Challenging Times. And you just go on there and you click on one of those imagery things, and it kind of walks you through slowing your life down a little bit. And then, of course, always, I have a product called the Online Vision Board. It's an incredible product that we're going to talk about in just a moment when it comes to visioning. But, you know, go to ihispano.com. And check out the Global Vision Board contest that we're doing now throughout the month of February. And you know what? The product's for free. Go play with it. See what it's all about. In a few minutes, Dr. Lynn Joseph and I are going to talk about why that's so powerful. If you want to call in, 866-472-5790, please do so. Now, I want to end with this note. A very dear friend of mine, Yasmin David, wrote a quote once that said, "Personal power comes from within, and when you embrace it, you feel as though there is nothing in the world you cannot handle. It helps you recognize that everything in your life is a choice, and it reinforces the truth that you have complete control over each and every one of those choices. While we may not have control over the events that occur in our lives, we have control of how we react to these events. You alone are in control of your destiny." Welcome back, Dr. Lynn Joseph.
Thank you, Daniel. That is so true. You know, you mentioned the vision board and visioning, and you mentioned my CD. That the CD is actually visualizations. It's guided visualizations of exercises that do guide you through the processes that we're talking about today: the emotional closure, the deep relaxation, the future self, and mental rehearsal. And these are exercises, the future self and mental rehearsal, people can do on their own as well. In fact, research tells us today that people who imagine future success actually outperform those who imagine future failure. So imagining yourself, just taking 10 minutes to sit down, take some deep breaths, close your eyes, and daydream having your ideal job. Imagine it as if you have it now. Imagine it in minute detail and bring in all your senses, you know, what it would look like, sound like, the smells would be, the touches. Bring in all your senses, because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between the outer world reality and your inner world reality when you bring all your senses. So in a sense, you are creating an ally, an internal resource, and it's becoming your ally. So, and you want to bring in your desire and your excitement as well, the satisfaction, the accomplishment of having that ideal job. And when you bring in all of that, it really pumps you up. And envisioning success promotes the development, and the plans and the strategies begin to come forth from you that are all necessary for achieving that success. And in the process, we become more motivated to make it happen. And we can often overcome any related anxiety and fear and lack of self-confidence.
So I'm so glad you said that, because I got here today in my world. I mean, Dr. Lynn Joseph, you and I, by chance, ran into each other almost 10 years ago.
Yes.
Right? And it was amazing when I finally made the connection that we had met. But it was way back then that I began the process of seeing myself as a national motivator, as a thought leader within our own community, the Hispanic community. And I've done that. I've accomplished that in my career. And it's all because I could sit down many years ago when nobody knew and nobody cared. I sat down and saw the end result. And this is what she's talking about, folks. So make sure if you get the opportunity to grab her CD, please do, because it's incredible. If you want to grab the Global Vision product, the Vision Board, you can go to my website, DannyGutierrez.com, or you can go to iHispano.com. We're running a Global Vision contest for the month of February, and it's free. You can go in there and create your Vision Board. But, folks, whatever you do, do something. Do not sit around and expect that things are going to change by just thinking your way through it. That is a misnomer. You don't think that. You got to do something in order for life to change for you. Dr. Joseph, we were talking about shock before the break, and I had asked you,
oh yes,
what? How do you know you're in shock? I mean, I don't think the person in shock knows.
Well,
maybe someone else sees it in them. I don't know. Could you give us a hint on how we could do that?
Yeah, typically they don't. Typically you won't know that you're in shock, but if the symptoms are lack of any feeling whatsoever.
Mm.
You feel like you're in a haze, you're in limbo, and it's the absence of emotion. So your family may be able to recognize that you're in shock more quickly than you will unless you're looking for it. And many people, when they're given their walking papers, that pink slip, initially they're in shock, and they're not feeling anything. They're just walking around like a zombie, if you will, going through the motions. And then the next day, maybe longer, it hits them. Oh, my gosh, I don't have a job to go to today. And that's when the emotion comes in, and you move your way through the shock and denial stage.
You know, I heard a story a few months ago of a gentleman in New York City who actually lost his job, and this may be denial and shock, but actually never told his wife that he lost his job. It was so shameful for him, but literally got up every morning, got up every morning with his briefcase and lunch and went somewhere. Folks, I don't think this is healthy.
No, this is not healthy.
Now, he was able to find another job, so good for him, right? He was motivated. But what I'm saying is that if you're doing this, this might be a good indicator for you that you're not just in shock, you're in denial.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to really wake up and smell the coffee, because it could be have devastating effects not only financially for you, but also on your relationships at home. We've talked about a lot of things today, and you know, this really is probably a 4-hour, 5-hour conversation. You know, about job loss and about grief and loss. But in the essence of getting through this, at least giving our listeners the tools and some hope that things will get better, why do we need to make sure that our audience knows that closure and acceptance is important before they go back and get into the job market?
Well, because if they're carrying that grief with them, it will interfere with the job search. And if there are 5 people or 10 people or 20 people interviewing for the same job, you're not going to come out on top if you're carrying around those heavy emotions. And along those same lines, your motivation will be lower. You'll be lethargic. You'll be dragging. You may find symptoms of sleeping in the morning and not being able to get up. Depression can set in. So take care of yourself. Take care of your health, your mental and emotional health, because if you don't, it will manifest ultimately as a physical illness as well. We know that now. Science knows that. Healthcare is so allied with what your mind is telling you. You know, the status of your mental and emotional health manifests in your physical body. There's no question about that anymore. You know, all of the physical athletes know this. They all, you know, the world's most successful athletes, Daniel, are receiving now training in their earliest years in the power of mental toughness, the power of visualization, and the power of being able to use these new tools that are within yourself to overcome any setback that comes in front of you. And believe me, they have setbacks. You know they do. Mm. And they experience emotional trauma and emotional turmoil. But they know how. They know what emotional resilience is. They know what its self-mastery is. And one of the tools that they use is mental rehearsal, you know, along with future self. Tiger Woods, let's talk about Tiger Woods for a second. He is quoted as saying, "I create my own destiny." When he was as young as 6 years old, his dad, who was his coach, made him stand in front of a full-length mirror practicing his golf swing, all the while chanting, basically, "I create my own destiny, I create my own destiny," as he's swinging that club. So, you know, he says, the mind controls the body. You know, when he was asked what his greatest quality is, he always says mental toughness. And he has also said, you never give up. You never accept anything but the best from yourself. You can always push to get better.
So just, folks, what she's saying is so important. Please do not miss what she's saying. This is up to you. Nobody can do this for you. This is about, like the quote I read earlier from Yasmin Davids, this is about you. Sit down and see. There's so many examples, Dr. Joseph, of athletes that use this, and yet we're as a mainstream, we tend to kind of blow it off, and yet we're amazed when these athletes create what they do in their respective challenges.
Yes, Michael Phelps, for example, you know, winner of 8 Olympic gold medals and world record times in 7 events. You know, he was taught how to visualize as part of the process of setting achieving goals when he was 13 years old.
So it works.
He says you just have to dream it, believe it, work at it, go for it. That's my
and you know what, though, and I love the last part, what you just said, and this is the part people, they see it, and sometimes they believe it, but they don't go for it. And you said this earlier in the conversation, that if you don't have the expectation that you're going to win, then it's for naught. Folks, we're going to take another break. We're here with Dr. Lynn Joseph. We'll be right back.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you're looking for a professional speaker for your next event, then look no further. Daniel Gutierrez is the author of Stepping Into Greatness. Success is up to you. It's no wonder that some of the most recognized companies that are moving ahead today have brought in Daniel to pump up their production. Companies have been able to quadruple sales and motivate employees after Daniel speaks. From colleges to corporations, chambers of commerce, and more, Daniel Gutierrez is one of the most sought-after speakers across the country and internationally. For your next event, let Daniel Gutierrez speak for you. Just fill out the request form online by going to danielgutierrez.com and request Dan. The website also features everything you need to know about Dan's business consulting, training, and more. You'll see Dan in action, read testimonials from successful clients, and find what you need to take charge of your organization's thinking. Daniel Gutierrez is ready to help you. Remember, to book Daniel for your next event, go to danielgutierrez.com and click Request Dan.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good.
And it's not even bad for you.
You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, it's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco.
You don't know what's coming next.
The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
Did you know right here, right now, there are nationwide opportunities and environmental responsibilities that can change your world? That's right. Waste Management is searching for the best quality people that are interested in making a difference in corporate, professional, management, customer service, and frontline opportunities both here in the United States and Canada. Apply right here, right now by calling 713-512-6200 or log on to www.wm.com and at the top of the page, select careers. Use the code DG Radio for all your communications to receive priority placement.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Waste Management with your host, Daniel Gutierrez. This is a program about self-leadership, and we want to hear from you today. If you have a question or comment about this week's topic, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That toll-free number again is 1-866-472-5790. And now back to Right Here, Right Now with Daniel Gutierrez.
Welcome back, folks. We have had an incredible hour here with Dr. Lynn Joseph discussing, job loss recovery. And I want to make sure that you know that you can call Dr. Lynn Joseph, and I'm going to ask her in a minute how we can do that. And she specializes in working with you, and I know there are many corporations that listen to this show. Please give her a call. You can call me, DanielGutierrez.com, or send me an email, rhrn@DanielGutierrez.com. Folks, I know that corporate America is tightening their budgets out there, but we got to deal with the survivor's guilt out there, or it's just going to perpetuate the problem we already have. So please make sure that you get a hold of somebody that can come into your company and work with you and work with your people. And in the meantime, we're also available for all you out there that may be in the position of having lost your job. Welcome back, Dr. Lynn Joseph. How are you?
Thank you, Daniel.
Good. Let's do this. Before we get going and finalizing our conversation today, tell us how we can find you, your website, your number, so that people know how to find you.
Well, the website is www.drlynnjoseph.com, and I have an 800 number. It's 888-557-7776, and the products are also available on Amazon.com.
There you go, folks. So make sure you reach out to her or go out and get her CD. And we have also, remember earlier in the show I mentioned LifeHut.com. They have a wonderful Finding Joy During Financially Challenging Times. It was a process that was done by Dr. Sword, and he lives out in Maui. So out there it seems like it's so much easier to relax. And so make sure you check that out. And, of course, before we get going, don't forget about the Global Vision Board. This vision board is there for you to help you see and envision that new job, those better days ahead. Make sure you go to ihispano.com and join our Global Vision Board contest. It's free. It's for the entire month, and you get to use the product at no charge to you. So please go out there and do that. Dr. Joseph, in closing, tell us about some of those scientific studies that you were telling us about earlier.
Well, I wanted to know, Daniel, whether these concepts and principles and these visualization exercises that I'm telling you about would actually affect the landing time of a displaced worker. So we did a scientific study in a controlled setting of exiting employees, and half the participants listened to the imagery or visualization recording over a two-week period, and the sessions were 20 minutes long, only 20 minutes long. Six of those sessions over a period of two, spaced over a couple of weeks, and we had a placebo control group, and that group was instructed to imagine setting and achieving job hunt goals over that same period. And then 2 months later, we measured the results, and they were pretty astounding. Of the control group, the placebo group that imagined their goals, 12% of those people were back to work in 2 months.
Wow.
And in the visualization group, 62% of them were back to work.
That's
62
amazing.
62 versus 12, five times more people were back to work at the two-month level. So something happened very dramatically there that powered people up and motivated them to go get that job.
You know, you said something earlier that I want to bring back up, and that is your mind does not know the difference between what it's actually experiencing and what it's seeing in its mind.
Yes.
That's a powerful statement, and I don't know if people really grasp how powerful that is. That's why this is working.
Well, and you must bring in all your senses for that to really be the truth. So in other words, if you're just having a mental picture, then it's not the same. But if you sit and relax and really go inside yourself like a daydream, you know, you're sitting at your desk Friday afternoon and you're daydreaming about, you know, maybe a picnic or the game on Sunday, and you're thinking about the popcorn you're going to be munching or the, you know, the boat you're going to be rowing or the bicycle, or, and you bring in all of your senses as if it were real, the taste, the touch, the whatever, the smell, all of the senses, then that's the point at which you're tricking, basically, your subconscious mind, and it becomes real. It becomes a real event.
So we really can begin at this moment. This is the power of this conversation, folks. Walk away knowing that in your mind, you have control of you. You have control of what's going on in there. You have control of how and what you think. This is where you get the opportunity to beat the system, beat life, and that is going into your mind's eye and sitting down and going through some of these closed eyes exercises that Dr. Lynn Joseph's been talking about today, going through a process of visualization on a vision board and seeing it, what you want, and I love that, feeling everything, senses, eyes. Now, folks, some of you are probably going, oh, well, how do you do that? Well, right now, let me see. I'm cutting open a lemon. Ooh, and everyone is watering. Why? Because our mind's powerful.
You're sucking on the lemon.
Right. Ooh, don't do that. So again, so what else do you have to say to us about that? Because that's powerful stuff. And folks, so this is the hope we're telling you about. There is going to be better days. We, as we said, Martin Yeh told us last time he was on the air, he's been through five recessions. And we've always come out, we're a resilient people in this country and in this world. We're all resilient, and we just need to believe that. So any other things that we should know?
To take care of yourself, because this is probably one of the most difficult times that you're going to experience. And you need to plan time to take care of yourself, to enjoy that funny movie with your family, to laugh, to play, to, you know, play that, go out and take a walk in the park and be in nature. Whatever it is. You know, you need to, yes, use your job search as your job right now and treat it very seriously, but use all the tools at your resources and don't forget to be good to yourself.
You know, so again, you know, be good to yourself and, you know, do something different today. If you're listening to this program today, you're listening because there's obviously something that we, in the title of the e-card that went out, do something today. Do two things for me today. Smile. Smile at somebody, a stranger, someone you don't know. Now, they may think you're crazy, but that's okay. Smile at them anyway. Because when we do things like that, take someone out to lunch, take them for a cup of coffee, just because, especially if you know that they're in this position of losing a job or about to lose a job or they're stressed, do that for each other. Folks, this is a time in our world where we've got to come together and do for those that can't do for themselves right now. And you know what? Buy yourself something today. Buy yourself a flower, something that makes you feel good. Ride a bike. Fly a kite. And plus, some of you are probably thinking I'm nuts. But it will work. And see yourself in your mind in better days. See that new job. See that vacation that you want to take. And use the tools that we've given you here today, folks. Again, I'm going to go through them real quick. It is lifehut.com. You can go to ihispano.com and find the vision board, online vision board product that I've developed. You can also go to drlynnjoseph.com or amazon.com. Folks, remember this. Dr. Lynn Joseph, thank you for being on the show today. Remember that your next step can be into greatness. We will see you there and hear you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Right Here, Right Now with Daniel Gutierrez. This program is brought to you by Waste Management. We hope you, too, will achieve your own self-success. You're invited to join us again next Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.